At the Museum of Contemporary Art of Georgia, there were flickering images of guns, explosions, war leaders, and video game footage projected on the wall, all overlain with text. These images encased four performers. On the left side of the artist's setup, a table of mixers and computers. On the right, two turntables and a box of vinyl records. In the center, a microphone.
C'est un trou de verdure au champ d'une rivière, accrochant follement aux herbes des haillons d'argent, où le soleil de la montagne fière, lui, c'est un petit val qui mousse.
So my name is Christophe Veillon. It sounds very French, I know. We are at the Museum of Contemporary Art of Georgia, the MoCA GA, and we are very, very happy to be here and working on this performance, Poème électronique.
Les pieds dans les glaïeuls, il dort, souriant comme sourirait un enfant malade, il fait un somme, nature.
This project was inspired by one of the first multimedia pieces that mixed electronic sound and visuals. It too was called Poèmes électroniques, but it was back in 1958 at the Brussels World Fair. There, at that time, the artist performed inside an immense structure meant to resemble a stomach. That 1958 version of Poèmes électroniques, though, was just an inspiration for this 2015 Poèmes électroniques.
The idea was first to associate electronic music and video and some kind of poetry or text. Because I'm coming from more from theater, but I like to merge the different fields.
The narrative thread for this piece is war.
When we live in America, the war, and especially maybe in Atlanta, in Georgia, the war is very present, more than it is in France, for example. And so I wanted to talk about that.
During the performance, he reads classical and contemporary poetry, French and German Dada and Surrealist texts, and first-person recollections from World War II and Desert Storm veterans, along with an account from a drone operator.
I am missing 11 months, 9 days, and give or take 40 minutes from my life.
His reverberated voice is just one part of Poèmes électroniques.
So my name is Mark Fleury. I live here in Atlanta. I'm a French citizen, also an American citizen. What I do here is I've been doing synthesis and music for a few years now, and the idea of putting it all together, harking back to old electronic movement of more noisy experimentation, more droney, hypnotizing kind of noise rather than the more straightforward dance music than you hear today.
Fleury works with a record label and creative collective in Germany called Blue Sky Berlin. There they do a lot of artist collaborations, doing at minimum 6-hour jam sessions of experimental music. That's where Fleury got vinyl spinning electronic musician Bass Junkie in on the project.
I'm Bass Junkie. I flew here to Atlanta from Hamburg, Germany. I've been living there for forever, actually, and I've been like DJing there, both experimental music and electronic dance music. What I do is I refer to the DJ culture, like classically mixing two records together, doing transitions in terms of storytelling with this kind of music. So it's like providing a kind of musical backbone and ambience to this. And Mark does a reprocessing of this in parts. So he leads me through his filters, through his chaotic matrix, and takes part out of my sounds to incorporate in his chaotic system and feedback loops and stuff.
They are uncomfortable sounds. We want this metallic, this harsh, the contrast too with more melodic parts, birds singing, soundscapes, things like that. But really an emphasis on there is a beauty in any sound, in industrial sounds, in machines, in the very metallic approach. And really, it's not that we don't want melody, it's just we really want to put people in another state of mind. Because the show, first of all, is about the visuals and the text, which convey this nonsensical nature of war.
I curate records mostly from Germany, actually, that refer to both the beauty of war, that's the melodic parts you will hear, and also the more destructive ways and the droney, like what I would say, the silence after the battle. It's like the morning after, and you have totally like everyone dead, and it's just a humming noise, the beats is more like the experience, like machine guns going off or whatever.
The last collaborator, visual artist Uli Zig, is also part of the Blue Sky Berlin Collective.
I'm Uli Zig from Germany, and I'm a visual artist. I use footage material on one side, which is from different documentaries, wars, First World War, Second World War, but also new stuff from drones. And then I use a program, and I can layer these visuals with structures and with text layers, and we project them on walls.
Maybe we just don't want to be reminded that there are people just like us in the desert that has turned cold and hungry and mean, a desert that is trying to swallow up everything above it. And we don't want that in our conscience. We don't want to think
further than just text, image, music. It's a whole thing that gives you a sensation that is not going just through the mind, but directly in your belly.
Striking in front of their vision, soldier.
A belly feeling that perhaps harkens to the stomach structure of the 1958 poems Electronics in Brussels. But this performance is more than just creating a feeling. These performers are German and French.
It's a Franco-German thing, and which makes it very interesting because we have a big history with war. Plus we were overcoming this kind of war relation, and now our nations are really friends. And even so, we are neighbors. Our culture is very, very, has a lot of difference. And it's not so easy for us to understand the other person. But then finding out that it's interesting to do that, and there is a lot of things we can find together and create things, but also inspiring each other.
Poems Electronique is a German-France alliance, yes. But still, when you have a bunch of creative people together in a room, that doesn't mean you won't have to sign some treaties and make compromises. For City Lights, I'm Gabby Watts.